Out of Des Moines, it's Eric Nelson and company. Hold for Swank on the Regional Rock Hour, 92.1 The Eagle. Mason here in the studio, still with Peter Stockdale of Three Finger Betty and the Iowa Central Accounting Program, raffling off a guitar.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Five bucks a pop. Very cool looking dip painted guitar.
Yeah, I actually I took a video of the dip, and I made a nice little slideshow video of that. So if you want to see that, that's on the Iowa Central Accounting Program Facebook page.
Awesome.
And that would be at Iowa Central Accounting on Facebook if anybody wants to go to that. There is a video there.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah, it's interesting to watch. I watched the first one you did.
Yeah.
And that was it's neat, man. And you gotta know your stuff to be able to take a guitar apart like that and then get it all back together in working order.
Yeah. The first guitar I dipped was actually the first one I ever took apart from start to finish. And it came out really well. I was really happy with it. So I thought, you know, maybe I should try doing another one. And when I showed some of the other students the first guitar I had dipped, they were like, oh, this is really cool. And of course, you know, I said, hey, Dawn, what would you think if, that's Dawn Humberg, you know, she's my advisor at Iowa Central. I said, what would you think if I made one of these and put a nice little Iowa Central decal on there for you? And, oh, that would be great. You know, so we got the wheels in motion and we got a guitar painted up for Iowa Central.
Awesome. And yeah, dude, it does. It looks super cool. When did you start playing guitar? Like how long have you been?
I started when I was about 14 or 15. My grandparents had a guitar at their house, and it was just a build-it-yourself guitar from like the 60s or 70s. It was a kit that somebody had built, and it was just an acoustic. It wasn't anything special, but that's what I started on. And I would have been about 16 or 17, and my parents got me would have been actually a Squire Stratocaster, just like the one I painted. And that was the very first guitar I ever had. And I played up until about 20. I kind of took a break through my 20s, and in my late 20s, I picked the guitar back up again and started playing in bands and doing jam nights like out at Patty's and things like that. I recently started going to a lot of jam nights because I'm finally comfortable playing in public a little bit more than I used to be. So it's nice to actually go out to these things and play with other musicians that I don't normally get the opportunity to play with.
Oh, yeah.
So that I was going to mention, actually, the guitar video that I did. I had talked to Eric Nelson of Hold for Swank, and the video that I made actually has Hold for Swank music in the background.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So if you like that last Hold for Swank song, definitely go to the Iowa Central Accounting Facebook page and check that out.
You're in a couple bands as well. We heard Three Finger Betty earlier, and what's the other one you were talking about? Unity?
Unity, yeah. Unity was a band that was started a handful of years ago by Alonzo Donoso, and it was kind of made in the fallout of Dark Mirror. And Dark Mirror was a thrash band out of Des Moines that has at least a decade-long run. And when Alonzo left the band, he started his own band, and they recently needed a new guitarist, a rhythm guitarist, so I stepped up to the plate and, you know, polished off all my chops over a course of last summer, and we played a handful of shows last year, and now we're recording an album.
Very cool.
Yeah, I can't wait to get the new album recorded and get it out and let people hear it, because it's really great material.
Yep, you'll have to get me some tracks for that, sure.
Definitely will, man, definitely.
Awesome, awesome. You know what, I want to talk about your podcast here in a little bit. We're going to kick it back to the music here for a while. We got some MGCC on the way. They're playing the final show at Patty's on Saturday. The final Saturday of the month. I can't remember if it's the 27th or the 28th. You're an accounting guy. You don't know, do you?
No, not off the top of my head, no. Sorry.
This next one is From Tantrum to Blind. It's a new one that we haven't heard here on the Regional Rock Hour. It is Steel Soldier, Regional Rock Hour 92.1, brought to you by Patty's Pub.